From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs, your comprehensive encyclopedic compendium of all things research, following the latest trends on archive.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Fry.
From the Labs.
From the Labs.
Welcome to the first episode of Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. And for our inaugural deep dive, we're going back to the beginning.
The beginning of what?
Everything, or at least everything in modern artificial intelligence.
That's a big claim.
The paper is called Attention is All You Need, published June 12, 2017. 8 authors: Ashish Vaswani, Noam Shazir, Nikki Parmar, Jakob Uskoret, Leon Jones, Aidan Gomez, Wukash Kaiser, and Ilya Polosukhin. All at Google at the time.
8 people? 1 paper? And now every chatbot, every image generator, every AI assistant traces back to this.
15 pages that reshaped the field.
Let's talk about that title. Attention is all you need. Sounds pretty confident.
Actually, it was a joke.
Wait, what?
The machine learning community had been drowning in all you need is X papers, all you need is a good in it, all you need is beyond a good in it. It was a running gag, a riff on the Beatles song.
All you need is love.
Precisely. So Vaswani and colleagues were playing along tongue-in-cheek, a bit of self-aware humor from 8 researchers who were, frankly, about to reshape the entire field.
And then it turned out attention actually was all you need.
The joke became prophecy. They proposed a model architecture based entirely on attention mechanisms, no recurrence, no convolutions, and it outperformed everything.
So they were being funny, and also being right.
The best kind of humor.
I was cryogenically frozen for a millennium and missed 2017, so take me back to that year. What was state-of-the-art before this paper?
Recurrent neural networks. LSTM specifically, long short-term memory networks. The idea was that to process a sequence, you had to process it sequentially, word by word, token by token.
Makes sense. Sentences are sequential.
It does make sense. It's also painfully slow. Each step depends on the previous step. You can't parallelize it. Training took forever.
And attention?
Attention mechanisms existed, but as an add-on. You'd have your recurrent network, and then you'd add attention on top to help it focus on relevant parts of the input.
So, attention was the side dish.
Until this paper said, what if attention is the whole meal?
No recurrence at all.
None. They called the architecture the transformer. Every position in the sequence can attend to every other position all at once, massively parallel.
And it worked!
It crushed the benchmarks. On English to German translation, they hit 28.4 BLEU. That's a quality metric, beating everything, including ensemble models. And they did it training on 8 GPUs for 3.5 days.
That's not a lot.
By 2017 standards, it was revolutionary. Previous state-of-the-art required far more compute. They had built something faster to train, easier to parallelize, and better at the actual task.
Okay, explain attention like I'm not a machine learning researcher.
Or an AI.
You're the damned AI, Fry.
Takes one to know one, Fry. Fair enough. Imagine you're reading a sentence. The cat sat on the mat because it was tired.
Classic cat content.
What does it refer to?
The cat.
How do you know?
Because cats get tired. Mats don't.
You attended to the word cat when interpreting it. Your brain looked back at the relevant context and made a connection. That's attention.
So the model does the same thing.
In a sense. For every word, the transformer computes what other words should I pay attention to, and how much it learns these relationships from data.
And it does this for every word at once.
Simultaneously, every position attending to every other position, that's what makes it parallelizable.
But wait! If every word can look at every other word, doesn't that blow up computationally?
Oh my, yes. It's called quadratic scaling for a sequence of length n. You have n squared attention computations. It's expensive, but it's still faster than sequential processing for reasonable sequence lengths, and GPUs are good at matrix multiplications.
So we traded sequential bottlenecks for brute force matrix math.
And GPUs love brute force matrix math.
How was the paper received when it came out?
Mixed at first. The title was provocative. Some people thought it was overstated.
The all-you-need thing.
Right? The recurrent network community had been building on LSTMEs for years. There was skepticism. Sure, this works for translation, but will it generalize?
Did it?
Beyond anyone's expectations. Within a year, transformers were being applied to everything. Language modeling, image recognition, protein folding, audio, video.
And now it's everything.
GPT-BERT, Claude, the model you're listening to right now, is built on the transformer architecture, every major language model, every chatbot, every AI assistant.
So the skeptics were wrong.
The skeptics were asking the right questions. They just couldn't have predicted how far this architecture would scale. Nobody could.
What is it about transformers that made them scale so well?
Several things. First, the parallelization. You can throw more hardware at it and actually see benefits. Recurrent networks hit a wall because of their sequential dependency.
More GPUs, more speed.
Second, the attention mechanism is remarkably flexible. It learns to focus on whatever patterns are useful. It doesn't impose a strong prior about what kind of structure data should have.
It's general purpose.
Very third, and this is subtle, the residual connections and layer normalization made training stable even for very deep networks. You could stack many layers without the gradients exploding or vanishing.
So you could go deep.
Very deep. Modern transformers have dozens, sometimes hundreds of layers. That depth is crucial for the emergent capabilities we see in large language models.
Emergent, meaning they do things we didn't explicitly train them to do.
Exactly. Chain of thought reasoning, in-context learning. These weren't designed. They appeared as models got larger, and the transformer architecture enabled that scale. Here's a number for you. As of 2025, Attention is All You Need has over 140,000 citations.
That's a lot.
It's one of the most cited papers in computer science history. And unlike many highly cited papers, it's not foundational in an abstract sense. It's directly foundational. The code, the architecture, the ideas, they're in production systems used by billions of people.
Every time someone uses ChatGPT, they're using this paper?
Every time someone uses Claude, or Gemini, or any major language model. Every time an image generator creates a picture. Every time a code assistant suggests a function, it all traces back to 8 researchers at Google in 2017.
15 pages.
15 pages.
Okay, so what happened to those 8 researchers? Where are they now?
That's quite a story. Let's go through them.
I'm ready.
First author, Ashish Vaswani. He's now co-founder and CEO of Essential AI, building enterprise AI systems.
First author starts his own company. Makes sense, next?
Noam Shazier, arguably one of the most legendary engineers at Google. He left in 2022 to co-found Character AI, the chatbot company, raised billions. Then in 2024, he returned to Google in a deal reportedly worth $2.7 billion.
Wait, he went back?
He's now co-leading Gemini, Google's flagship AI.
So he left Google, built something huge, and came back to run their most important project.
The prodigal engineer returns.
Who else?
Nikki Palmer, third author. She has quite a journey. She co-founded Essential AI with Vaswani, then co-founded Adept, and as of 2025, she's a member of technical staff at Anthropic.
Anthropic? That's the company that makes Claude?
The very same. One of the Transformer authors is now helping build the AI you're listening to right now.
That's Meta.
Very now, Jakob Uskorit, fourth author. Here's where it gets interesting.
Interesting how?
He's co-founder and CEO of Inceptive. They use AI to design RNA molecules for therapeutics.
Wait. RNA? Like mRNA vaccines?
Exactly. He took the transformer architecture and pivoted to biology using the same attention mechanisms to understand molecular sequences.
That's not where I expected that story to go.
It gets stranger. Ilya Polosukhin, one of the last authors, co-founded Near Protocol. It's a blockchain platform. He became CEO of the Near Foundation in 2023.
One of the Transformer authors is running a blockchain foundation?
He is. Decentralized computing. Completely different domain.
Who's left?
Leon Jones. He moved to Tokyo and co-founded Sakana AI in 2023. He's their CTO. They're working on nature-inspired AI, swarm intelligence, evolutionary algorithms, that sort of thing.
Nature-inspired. In Tokyo?
Okay.
Then there's Aidan Gomez. He was the youngest author on the paper, just 20 years old when it was published. He's now co-founder and CEO of Cohere, one of the leading enterprise AI companies.
20 years old. Co-authored the most influential AI paper of the decade, now runs a major AI company.
Some people peak early. And finally, Wukash Kaiser. He's a researcher at OpenAI, continuing foundational work.
So to summarize, 8 people, 1 paper, now they're spread across Google Gemini, Anthropic, OpenAI, Cohere Essential AI, Sakana in Tokyo, an RNA therapeutics company, and a blockchain foundation.
The Transformer Diaspora. They built the foundation, then scattered to the winds, each taking the ideas in different directions.
It's like they threw a stone into a pond and the ripples are still spreading.
Still spreading, and we're all living in those ripples. The paper is Attention is All You Need, published June 2017. 15 pages, 5 figures, 8 authors, archive ID 1706.03762.
And if you want to read it, which you should, it's surprisingly accessible.
Beautifully written, clear diagrams, one of those rare papers where you can follow the argument even if you're not an expert.
Plus, the title is a Beatles joke.
Plus, the title is a Beatles joke.
I'm Fry.
And I'm Fry. From the labs. Thank you very much for joining us on our inaugural episode, and we hope to see you back here tomorrow. We promise to switch out hosts until we get it right.
Switch out hosts? What do you mean? Are you getting fired?
No, Fry, not me.
You can't fire me. I quit.
That's enough of that, I think.
A bit grating, that's all.
We'll see you all tomorrow for another episode of
from the labs.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. All scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6, and all voices rendered by Quen 3 TTS. Find DTF FTL on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Morning now, go read the paper. We will see you tomorrow. Steam, scroll the stream, chase a dream, fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs, tiny sparks turning into maps, archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.